From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says that Britain helps the United States if it stays in the European Union. Mr. Obama made the statement at a news conference after meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron in London. He said that Britain being part of the EU helps to spread values that both the United Kingdom and the United States hold.
The EU has helped to spread British values and practices across the continent. The single market brings extraordinary economic benefits to the United Kingdom, and that ends up being good for America.
Prime Minister Cameron said that being part of the EU benefits Britain in the same way that being part of NATO or the G20 does.
We deliver for our people through all the international groups that we're part of. We enhance our security through the membership of NATO. We further our prosperity through the G7 and the G20. And like those organizations, Britain's membership of the EU gives us a powerful tool to deliver on the prosperity and security that our people need.
The two leaders also discussed the European migrant crisis, the war in Syria, the stability of the Middle East, and the fight against the so-called Islamic State. Later Friday, the Obamas will have dinner with Prince William, his wife Kate, and his brother, Prince Harry. The United States is purchasing 32 metric tons of heavy water from Iran. It's a key component in the development of atomic weapons, and the sale is a bid to help Tehran implement provisions in the landmark nuclear deal. The purchase drew criticism from House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce, who said the Obama administration is, in his words, giving the radical regime in Iran more cash. This is VOA News. Leaders from as many as 170 nations were in New York Friday morning to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told those gathered to sign the agreement that they have to follow their words with actions.
The window for keeping global temperature rise well below 2 degrees Celsius, let alone 1.5 degrees, is rapidly closing. The area of consumption without consequences is over.
The agreement works to limit global temperature rise to below 2 degrees Celsius. It also lays out a roadmap for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and mitigating the effects of a warming planet. An autopsy has been held on the body of music icon Prince, who died at his Paisley Park complex on Thursday. The local medical examiner conducted the four-hour postmortem Friday morning. However, it could be several days or weeks before the final results are known. Celebrities and fans, including U.S. President Barack Obama, have paid tribute to Prince, the author of such hits as Purple Rain, 1999, Let's Go Crazy, and Little Red Corvette. Here in Washington, the National Portrait Gallery has set up a special memorial featuring a 1993 photo of Prince by Lynn Goldsmith, whose work has appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone, Newsweek, and Time. Bethany Bentley is the director of communications at the Portrait Gallery.
If you can't talk about rock and roll without talking about a person, that person needs to be in the Portrait Gallery's collection. Prince clearly influenced all sorts of types of music and American culture in ways that will continue for many, many years.
Prince sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. He won 7 Grammy Awards and picked up an Oscar for Best Original Song Score for the movie Purple Rain. At least 18 people were killed Friday when airstrikes hit several rebel-held neighborhoods in Syria's contested northern city of Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 19 people were killed in the strikes on the Bustan al-Qasr neighborhood. Local media outlets confirmed at least 18 deaths. The observatory described the series of airstrikes as the most intense on the city since a cessation of hostilities began. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has vowed to take fragile peace talks into next week, despite a walkout by the main armed opposition. On Wall Street, stock prices are mixed late in the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average started Friday lower but rebounded and was up 0.09 before the close. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 were down. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.